On Zion's glorious summit stood a numerous host redeemed by blood. They hymned their King in strains divine. I heard the song and strove to join. I heard the song and strove to join.
Have you ever been lost? It can be frustrating, can it? Especially if you're under a time constraint. Maybe you're late for an interview for a new job. Maybe you're headed to an important meeting with a client. Or maybe you have tickets to a ball game or a show that you don't want to miss. Any way you look at it, being lost can feel hopeless without proper direction. Well, in today's lesson, we examine the children of Israel in a hopeless situation where they feel the only options they have are to die of starvation, to go back into slavery, or to continue the long, hard road to the promised land. So please stay with me for a few moments today as we discuss the topic of where do we go from here?
Succession to their view, rise in succession to
As I mentioned in the introduction, we are going to look at the children of Israel today in a tough spot. Our context comes from Exodus chapter 16, verses 1 through 3. Then they set out from Elam, and all the congregation of the sons of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elam and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departure from the land of Egypt. The whole congregation of the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The sons of Israel said to them, "Would that we had died by the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat, when we ate bread to the full. For you have brought us into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." The children of Israel have just departed from Egypt. They are headed toward the land that was promised to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Pharaoh and the Egyptians eventually changed their minds about Israel leaving and began to pursue them to bring them back into slavery. Israel was camped at the sea when they see the Egyptians approaching. They witness God win a great battle for them that day in defeating Egypt and Pharaoh's army. But now, a month later, in Exodus chapter 16, Israel is at another crossroads. They are hungry, they are thirsty, and they are tired. They must decide what they will do, and they really have three choices. Each choice comes with its own challenges. And I believe that we have similar choices today. And much like Israel, each choice comes with a set of circumstances. So what I would like to do today is examine the three choices that the children of Israel have and make some spiritual applications for us today. The first choice that Israel has is probably the easiest in the moment choice, and that is to surrender to Egypt and return into slavery. Israel has been enslaved for around 400 years, so their life in Egypt was the only one that any of them had ever known. So the most comfortable choice for them in the moment would be to go back to that life. If they go back, they won't have to fight any battles. They won't have to wander in the wilderness. They will simply be going back to everything they had ever known in the past. I wonder how many of us make the same choice without even realizing it. We start out toward the promised land. We begin to do what God wants us to do, but in a time of trouble or trial, we decide that the Christian life is too hard, and so we go back into the slavery of sin. Notice how the children of Israel begin to talk about their time in Egypt as hunger is setting in. In verse 3, they say, "Would that we had died by the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt when we sat by the pots of meat and when we ate bread to the full." Now remember that Pharaoh and Pharaoh's army are dead. They are no longer chasing the children of Israel, trying to send them back into slavery. But Israel is mentioning this as their own idea. With no one chasing them, trying to capture them, they voluntarily want to go back to slavery in Egypt. Again, how often do we do this? The road to heaven gets a little bumpy, and without much coaxing at all on Satan's part, we volunteer to head back into the slavery of sin. Notice what the Hebrew writer says about sin in chapter 11 in verses 24, 25, and 26. It says, "By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward." Moses knew the pleasure of his past life as the grandson of Pharaoh were temporary, but choosing God and his people made his future happiness eternal. Let's be determined to leave our past life behind us. The next option Israel has is to simply remain where they are. As we know, Israel ended up spending 40 years doing just that, wandering in the wilderness. Verse 1 of Exodus chapter 16 calls the wilderness of sin. How often do we try to just stay where we are and camp in a state of in between? What's interesting about this, if we go back, we are going back into our past sin. And if we remain where we are camping in the wilderness of sin. So to go back or to stand still is sinful. We are given the example of the church in Laodicea who tried to just stay in a lukewarm place. And this is what Jesus tells them in Revelation chapter 3. "I know your deeds, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth." We cannot stay lukewarm about God. We cannot just stay where we are. We must be ready and willing to take the final option, which is to move forward toward the promised land. If you remember when the children of Israel were trapped between the sea and the Egyptian army, and they were afraid and they cried out to Moses, when Moses addressed God with that concern, God responded with, "Why are you crying out to me? Move forward," or "go forward." Basically, God's direction had not changed to Israel. He knew about the army. He knew about the body of water. And his direction was still to go forward. The directions are the same in Exodus chapter 16. They haven't changed within the month that the children of Israel have been wandering in the wilderness. God knows that they're hungry. He knows that they're tired, but he wants them to continue to move toward the promised land. I believe at times when we as Christians face trials, we stop, like the children of Israel, thinking that God is not paying attention or God doesn't care that we're hurting. But the fact remains that God does know, and regardless of our situation, he wants us to keep moving forward toward the promised land. That is our ultimate goal, this land that God has promised us spiritually, heaven. When Saul was being converted to Christianity and Ananias was teaching him the gospel, Ananias said to Paul in Acts chapter 22 and verse 16, "Now why do you delay? Get up and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name." The direction had been given, but apparently Paul, or Saul at this time, was delaying. And so Ananias asked, "Why are you delaying? I've already told you what you need to do. So why are you still standing where you are?" I believe we fall into this trap as well. We know what we need to do, but it's uncomfortable or it's different. And so we just stand where we are. We have the same three choices that Israel had: return to slavery, stay in the wilderness of sin, or head toward the promised land. So until next time, I encourage you to head toward heaven.
Why should I gain?